Welcome to the Living Farms podcast, where voices from around the world come together to shape the future of biodynamic agriculture.
Hello. I'm very happy to be here with you again in this Living Farms podcast. And we are now featuring our second module of our course, Human, Cosmos, and Humus. And we have the immense pleasure of sharing this with Demi Franco Parra. She is from Colombia. She's a medical doctor, and she has been working in different areas. She has done part of her practical work and professional work in Spain, and now she is living in Germany and making her life there as a doctor. She was a resident doctor in a hospital of specialties in pneumology, and she has quite a vast experience for being such a young doctor. So I'm very, very happy here to be sharing this moment with her, because in our first module of our three-part introduction to deeper topics of anthroposophy in relationship to biodynamics, we started with the human. And last time we had an amazing introduction to early childhood by Philip Roque, and that was really amazing. It really set up the basis for understanding these developments of the human being when he goes through these three septennials. And then as we start to become fully developed around year 20, around that time, then we continue our education. We continue developing as human beings, and we still have a lot to develop. And one of the challenges that we've noticed in biodynamic agriculture is that it's hard to share this. It's sometimes challenging to bring the image of the human being. How do we connect this to nature, to the evolution of the earth, to the elements, to the temperaments? There's so many questions, and how to bring it is also challenging. So we are here now sharing with Demi these ideas, and coming from a totally different perspective than the biodynamic perspective, we might have a different view on how she sees the human being, how she connects it with nature and with other important forces that are related to the human. So I'm very happy to have you here, Demi.
I'm very happy to be here.
And can you tell us a little bit about your practice, and how did you start in this knowledge of the human being?
Well, as you said, I studied medicine in Spain, and I did my specialty in family medicine also in Spain, and now I'm here in Germany almost 2 years. I've been preparing my exam to be able to work as a doctor here. And how I came to the study of the human being from the perspective of anthroposophic medicine. Well, I only really got to know anthroposophic medicine a few years ago. I am not a Waldorf student, and I wasn't brought up in a Christian community like some friends that I have, and yeah, so in that sense, I would only say that my upbringing was very spiritual because of my grandfather and my mom. Actually, when I found anthroposophic medicine, I was like, oh my God, my grandma and my mom are anthroposophists, and they didn't know that. And I think from a very young age, I had a very strong connection with nature and with medicine, with healing. Both my parents were sport athletes, and there was always this taking care of our bodies and nourishing our bodies. They were always very concerned with nutrition, and there was also, we would always not always turn into synthetic remedies, so school medicine, mainstream medicine, but we would use a lot of naturopathy and a lot of homeopathy. And my grandpa was always reading philosophy to us, and I remember he had this very big naturopathy book, and I still have it to the day. It's a very big, thick red book with very thin, small letters, and there are very, very beautiful drawings of plants and trees and, yeah, medicinal plants. And I remember as I always was opening and I'm curious, how can I heal this? And I would just open it and I would just look. And I would just, you know, I would just, it was something that would absorb. I was just always curious about it. And I think that's how my journey towards medicine started. And then once I went to med school, that spirituality was always, you know, it was always there. It was always knocking on the door, like, you know, I didn't want to forget that. I didn't want to unplug from that. And as much as it is a struggle to keep the both together, I think for me, it was something that has brought me in the end to studying anthroposophic medicine and wanting to practice it instead of just sticking to mainstream medicine.
But it's very interesting what you say, because I think this is the case of a lot of us that were not brought up in Europe or close to the impulses of the Waldorf schools. And a lot of us did start somewhere else. Many people started agriculture in regular universities or biology or chemistry. And then you are missing something. There is something that you need that is not being brought by conventional science, although conventional science is marvelous and brings a lot of understanding of many things. But there is a part missing, and it's interesting when you start reading about anthroposophy and you come into this description of what is a human being and how it is related to the elements and to the evolution of the earth, then it is quite striking, because things start to make sense and it's all interconnected. And in how was it for you to discover this relationship of the human body and the bodies, to discover the bodies of the human being? There is a physical body, an etherical body, etheric body, etc. And then how do you see that in relationship to nature and in relationship to healing? What have you found in your own biography?
I think that's been quite a long process, and I would say even still ongoing, because on the one hand, I had this upbringing, and of course I knew that I was not just a physical body from like very early in my childhood. I knew that I'm not just physical. There's also other layers, and that was something that I had the awareness of very early in life. But then, yeah, then I think that physical world, spiritual world was a layer, that this two layering was always there. And then when I maybe went to med school, it was more about, yeah, maybe there's this physical, but then there's also this emotional, so that would be more like the astral, and then there's this more spiritual, and then, you know, there's the physical, but then there's this strength, this life forces. So then, and I think it's been like falling all into place. And then when I finally met anthroposophy, then it was all clearer, and it has been taken, it took a clearer shape, especially because then I had to put it in my work as a doctor. And I think then once you see all these layers, that's when you can really then look outside and see, yeah, okay, you know, it's not just the human body, it's not just a human being. A human being is connected with all all the kingdoms. So it's not just us alone. And then it's this microcosm, and it's all connected and it's all very complex, but at the same time, it just all makes sense. And I think for me, it is still an ongoing process because I don't think I'm an expert. I think I am actually very early on my learning process. And yeah, I have to still grasp many things, you know, it's not enough. It's not there yet. I still have a lot to go, a lot to walk.
But that's why we wanted to invite you, because it's so interesting also to have the perspective from somebody young. But at the same time, to study medicine is a long process. You end up practicing medicine after 10 years of studying medicine. So one always feels it's not enough because there's so much to learn and so much to put in practice. But then you are in front of a patient and then you see the reality of everything you study, and you have to learn to see these connections. And for me, knowing very little about anthroposophical medicine, I remember these connections between the four bodies, how the physical and the etheric are connected, and there's a certain balance happening there. And then when one of them is prevalent into the other one, then there is a possibility of sickness and there is unbalance. And I think this happens in nature also, in our farms, in our work in nature. It's always trying to keep this balance, which is also dynamic. It's not stagnant. It's not fixed. It's a balance that is always dynamic. And I was very curious in thinking, how are you going to bring this to us? We have a few minutes left before this first session of the podcast, and I wanted to ask you for a little bit of a preview of what are you thinking about for next week when we bring this this podcast. What can you give us a few insights into what you will be bringing, so people can be enthusiastic to join?
So yeah, a bit of a hint. I would say I find it very useful when we can experience things, because that's the way we can really integrate it. We can, by seeing it, by touching it, by really living it, is how we can really then make it ours to then share it. And so my main idea was not to just sit down and then talk about and give a lecture, because I feel like that in the end can be very abstract and maybe even boring if it's new to the people. But I thought it would be a very good idea to just experience the elements to start with. And with the elements and the kingdoms, then we have water, we have fire, we have earth, and we have air. And that's why I sent, apart from the documents that I sent this idea that maybe people can have maybe a plant or a leaf, a bit of sand or a bit of a stone, maybe even a glass of water, and maybe a lighter, or maybe, you know, if you have a chimney, if you're in some part of the world where you need a chimney right now. I don't need one right now, but if you do, then that would be something that we would start with. And then my idea is to bring the kingdoms into the connection they have with us. And so kind of try and see them in our body. Where is our fire? Where is our animal? Where is our vegetal? Where is our mineral? Where is our water? Yeah.
That's very nice. So then for everybody that's listening to this, the idea is that you bring a sample of the four elements, a stone or sand, a plant or a leaf,
exactly.
An animal.
An animal. If you have a pet, the pet will definitely work.
That would be great. Yes. So, okay. Well, with this, then I think we finished this part of the podcast, the invitation to the course. And then we will welcome you for the course next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Looking forward.